What up, what up, what up? We back, the Progression Podcast, man, and I'm so glad to be back with you, man. I'm not going to even keep you long today, but this is an important message that we have to give, man, that right now I want to tell you. I want to shout out to all my listeners all over, wherever you're listening, on in the car, you're listening at home, you're listening wherever you're listening. This is powered by Josiah's House Ministries, you know. We want you to go to josiahshouseministries.com and peep out what we do, man. Support the movement, support the mission. Understand that we are helping people reacclimate themselves back into society after doing time, right? After doing time, we want to, you know, make a smooth transition back into the world, right? And then these people have given their lives a little bit, you know, paid their debt to society. And so now we're trying to help them get acclimated back into society in a good way. Now, like I said, it's a Progression Podcast, man. We speak liberation, education, and elevation. I told you that at first about Josiah's House Ministries, why we do what we do, was because I say I was liberated from the street life. I was educated in the prison system, and I was elevated once I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Now, what I'm going to talk about today is called the recipe for success. The recipe for success. Now, you know, I start off all the time, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. Now, the recipe for success. Okay. Like, you know, it's like any other recipe. Like, you want to bake a cake. You don't know how to bake a cake. You have to get the recipe for it. You want to cook chicken. You want to bake chicken. You want to, you know, you might have to get the recipe for it. I want success. I need the recipe for it because I don't know how to make it. I don't know how to do it. I need the recipe for it. Now, I'm going to go biblical because, you know, this is your recipe right here. I'm going to 2 Chronicles, right? 2 Chronicles, you know, y'all know about what I'm talking about now. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now, I'm going to talk about what that means. This is God talking to Solomon, right? He's talking to Solomon after a festival and telling Solomon that, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face. Now, I got to stop right there. Humble myself, pray, seek my face. See, in the Bible, it says these things and it says them in a row. And it's not for happenstance to just put it in there. Oh, pray, then seek my face, then be humble. It says, humble themselves, pray. Seek my face, right? So before you pray, you have to be humble. You have to be humble enough to know that you don't have all the answers. You ain't got it all together. You got to know that it's something bigger than you. You got to be humble enough to pray. And then after you pray, it says, seek my face, right? Seek my face. You're seeking Jesus' face. You're going after God. You're a man after God's own heart. You're trying to be God's soldier, right? So I'm going back to it. Now, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face. Now, this is the next one. Turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. Now, you did all that. You humbled yourselves. You prayed. You seek his face. Now you're going to turn from your wicked ways, right? When you turn from your wicked ways, he will hear you and he will forgive your sin and heal the land, right? Now, the thing is, he ain't talking to a fool. He talking to us. He say, my people who are called by my name. That means not the dudes in the street, not the dudes that's robbing people every day. We talking about these so-called people, the believers. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, because we don't humble ourselves, man. I don't know why we don't. We don't humble ourselves. Pray, seek my face. He talking about us. We got to do that, man. Right? Turn from their wicked ways. Now, the right ingredients. We got to have the right ingredients, man. If we want the recipe for success, we got to have the right ingredients, right? If you want to cook a cake, bake a cake or whatever, you can't have the ingredients to make a steak. You ain't going to get the right taste out of that. You got to have the right ingredients. So I'm going to tell you some right ingredients for success. Jesus Christ, that's your main ingredient. That's the main ingredient is Jesus Christ. If you ain't got him, your cake going to fall. Everything going to fail if you ain't got that. Right? But there's some other stuff that goes in it with it. Now, you know, we always say, all I need is Jesus. That's right. But you need to have a hint of humbleness in your life. You got to be humble, man. You know, stop being so arrogant. Now, you see me, I be confident a lot. I'm confident, but I'm not arrogant, right? So you see an air of arrogance on these people, right? So it said, now, this, just like I was saying, the right ingredients, Jesus Christ is your main ingredient. And then you have humbleness, humble yourself, you know, pray. That means like you're petitioning to God. And we're not saying pray for stuff all the time. We're saying acknowledge him. Acknowledge him as your Lord, right? Acknowledging and praying, we always say we just praying. That means we're saying, oh, God, I need a car. Oh, God, I need a house. No, we're saying, God, please forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for what I've done that's not pleasing to you, because I know I'm a sinner. I'm messed up. You know, I don't know the people that tell you that they're not messed up. You know, I don't know. That means that's like a messed up statement right there. So always have the right ingredients for success, and your main ingredient, Jesus Christ, right? Now, the next one, follow instructions. Follow instructions. You can have the ingredients. You can have, like, when you're baking a cake, you can have flour, sugar, vanilla extract, all that good stuff, right? But if you don't put it together right, it's not going to come out right. You can have too much sugar. You can have too much flour. You can have too much vanilla extract. You can have too much of one thing, can mess that up, right? But never too much of Jesus is going to mess it up. But if you're acting like you holier than thou, that you Jesus Jr. and can't nobody touch you, you afforded a little sin every now and then, hey, man, you need to follow instructions, man. Hey, and that Bible, B-I-B-L-E, it has some instruction, man. Just follow it, man. That's all you got to do, right? Now, the next one is don't rush. Don't rush. Hey, man, sometimes it's going to tell you, man, just take your time. Take your time with that. You want to be successful? Take your time. If you rush it, you rush it, and you're going to mess up, man, you might have to start all over. I'm not saying it's over, but you'll have to start over, right? So don't rush things, man. You get out of prison, man, it's going to take a little time to get acclimated back in here, man. I know. I was in there, and that would happen to me when I got out. I couldn't rush this thing. I did rush my first time getting out of the penitentiary. I tried to rush, and I ended right back up in the penitentiary. So now I know better. I know better. Don't rush. Now, my last thoughts, because I'm going to end this right here, right? My last thoughts is kind of like what I was saying, don't rush. My last thoughts is trust the process. Trust the process. Now, we hear that kind of stuff all the time. It's like cliches, but it's real, man. It is real. We got to trust the process, man. God is telling us if you abide in him, that you will be successful. If you abide in him, you will be successful. Now, the way you see things, you might see things. You like, man, I've been trusting in God, man. But golly, man, my ship ain't coming in. I'm not living like I want to live. You know, maybe you need to trust the process. Maybe you need to not rush things. Maybe you don't have the right ingredients. I'm serious. Now, maybe you might not have the right. Maybe you're putting a little something in your life that shouldn't be there, right? Something shouldn't be in your life that's going in the cake. You know what I'm saying? You need to get rid of that. You need to have the correct recipe, the correct ingredients that the recipe calls for, right? But trust the process. Understand that. I'm saying it again. You might be doing things right, but you might have an additive that don't supposed to be there. And I went through that. I had something going on that I shouldn't have been doing. And boom, I landed right back in the penitentiary. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm perfect. I do mess up. I say things I shouldn't say. I look a certain way that I shouldn't look sometimes. And I say, man, Jesus, please forgive me. Don't forgive me. Save me from those things. Right? So, man, it was good to be with y'all. Thank y'all, man, for having me. And I'm going to go over it again. The recipe for success, man. I went from 2 Chronicles. If my people who are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. I just gave you a recipe. All in a row. That's a recipe. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face. That is a recipe for success. Now, the right ingredients is God, is Jesus Christ. That's the right ingredients, right? It's the right ingredients. That's the number one ingredient, right? And then follow the instructions. You have to follow the instructions, man, because you might add something in the ingredient. Like you might try to get money. You might be trying to be successful a lot. But if you do that, you might be doing, we call it like ambition. We trying to get so much ambition chasing that we mess up. We mess up what's at home. We mess up what's at work because we can't do this stuff 100%. We got to balance it out, right? And don't rush. Don't rush. Take your time, man. Take your time. Trust the process. Trust the process, man. It may take a little bit and you might have some things that don't supposed to be in that ingredient that don't go with the recipe. Man, thank y'all for listening to me, man, the Progression Podcast. Thank y'all for my new listeners on Spotify, on Apple, on YouTube. Man, go to the YouTube, push the notification bell, and every time I release one, oh, it's going to be there. Hey, man, I love y'all, man. Peace.